You know that reef offshore, they're blowing it up today.
Dad told me all about it, Sandy.
So be a good kid, huh? Stay inside the lagoon and keep Flipper in here, too.
I'll try.
Don't just try, Squirt. Do it. I mean it. I'll see you later, huh?
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hi. I think she's big just because he's a few years older. My sister's the same way. A pain. Hey, how's for taking us out to watch a blast? I brought my dad's glasses.
I don't know.
I promised Flipper I'd play with him. You kidding? You can do that anytime. I get it. Big brother said no.
Well, not exactly.
We don't have to get too close with these.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a good idea.
Here, listen, Flipper. You go play with this, okay? And stay put in here. We'll be right back.
Oh, go on. You can't come. Flipper, stay put. Go on, play with the ball. It must be a warning. 3 minutes to go. Then boom. It's red this time. 1 minute to go. Hold tight. Flipper! Flipper, go home! Will he go home? I sure hope so.
Okay, let her go, boys. Come on, boys. How is he, Doc?
Will he be all right?
I believe so, Bud. The shockwave must have smashed him up against your boat pretty hard, though.
I thought we hit a rock.
Oh, the blow caused a concussion. He's not himself yet.
When will he be?
His behavior will be a little erratic for a while. The more rest he gets, the quicker he'll recover.
There's Dad. Guess I better go tell him what happened, huh?
Guess you better.
Excuse me, Dr. Brummel.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Sandy. Who's here?
Dr. Brummel. Flipper got hurt. He ran into Bud's boat.
He ran into... How did that happen?
I guess you better ask Bud.
Yeah, I think I'd better.
Flipper! Flipper, come here, boy. Hey, what's the matter? Can't he hear me?
That's what I meant, Bud. Might be some time before he comes back to normal again.
Hello, Dr. Brummel.
Mr. Ricks, good to see you.
Hi, Dad.
Well, Bud, what happened?
I guess I goofed. I let Tom Heaney talk me into going out near the salvage barge with him.
Oh, Bud.
We didn't come too near, Dad. At the last minute, Flipper showed up. I told him to go home, but I guess he just stuck under the boat.
And he got caught by the concussion.
I know I shouldn't have done it, Dad. I'm sorry.
Well, it's lucky it wasn't any worse.
Any worse? Did you see him, Dad? He doesn't even know me.
Well, I'm sure he will, Bud. I'm sure he will. Right now, I want you and Sandy to go up and start dinner. Go ahead.
Come on, Bud.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Brummel.
Glad to help.
What is it, Doctor? Amnesia?
Yes, I think so. Induced by the concussion. When that clears up, I'm sure everything else will.
Got any idea how long it'll take?
Well, we should see signs within a week.
Well, let's hope so. Strawberry shortcake. Bud, you haven't eaten a thing.
I can't, Dad.
I know, son.
Dad, can I please be excused?
Not to go down to the dock.
Well, I want to see Flipper.
But Dr. Brummel said Flipper's not to be disturbed until tomorrow. Now, you want him to get well, don't you?
More than anything.
All right, then. Sandy, if you're finished, it's your turn for the dishes.
Right, Dad.
But I've got a good idea. After you finish, why don't we watch a little TV?
Thanks, Dad. No, I'm sorry, Dad. Honest, I am.
I know, Bud. We all are.
She's got to be all right this morning.
You boys ready for breakfast?
Yeah, Dad, we're ready, but we can wait a minute, can't we? Bud went down to see how Flipper's doing.
Yeah, we can wait a minute.
I thought it would be best for Flipper if just one of us tried talking to him at a time, you know?
Flipper! Flipper! Come here, boy. Come on, Flipper. Okay, let's try the auto horn. You remember that. Flipper! Come on, Flipper. Flipper! 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 Flipper, come back!
What happened,
Flipper? I don't know, Dad. I used the auto horn, and I guess it scared Flipper. He jumped the fence. We gotta go after him in the launch. Come on.
But we can't go after him in the launch. He doesn't know his name, and he won't come when you call him.
And you said the horn scared him.
Well, we gotta do something.
Look, Bud, the doctor said the effects of the concussion are gonna wear off sometime. Now, he'll come home, then.
When he does, he'll come home, but he's bound to.
Well, what if he went so far out to sea that he couldn't find his way home? He'd be lost forever.
Bud...
What would we do without him?
Let's see if lunch is ready, bud.
My arm's getting tired anyway. You'd think after a whole week of doing this, he'd be back.
But it hasn't been a week. It's only been 5 days.
It seems like a year.
I'll take over with the horn later.
Maybe you'll have better luck.
Well, if Flipper's himself again, the horn will bring him back.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes. Hello. Hello, I'm sorry. I was expecting my boys.
Well, if you'd rather, I can come back later.
No, not at all. What can I do for you?
I'm Jeremy Lawrence. I rented Sam Jackson's trailer, you know, up the coast.
Oh, yes, Professor Lawrence. Sam told me all about you.
Well, I understand you're quite an authority on dolphins, and I was wanting some advice about ours.
You have a dolphin?
That's right, son. Ferdinand. At least that's what my daughter calls him.
Oh, Professor, these are my two boys, Sandy and Bud.
Hello.
Could you tell me when you, got this dolphin?
Oh, a few days ago. He kept playing around our docks, and he and Susan became such good friends, we planned to take him with us.
Take him home?
But, Dad, what if he's Flipper?
When are you planning on leaving, Professor?
Well, that's just it. I need some advice on how to ship him. We plan to leave tomorrow.
How would it be if I came up and took a look at that dolphin?
Fine, if it's no inconvenience.
Well, fine, Professor. Should we say about 2:30?
Fine, we'll be expecting you.
Good, we'll look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Think he's got Flipper?
Well, if he does, he won't have him for long, right, Dad?
Let's not get our hopes up too high, boys. That may not be Flipper after all. Well, let's have some lunch, shall we?
You put me in a very difficult position, Mr. Ricks. You say he's your dolphin.
But it can't be, Daddy. Ferdinand's ours.
He is not.
Bud.
I'm sorry, Susan. But honest, Flipper doesn't belong to us. I can tell.
Frankly, I don't see how. To me, he looks like any number of dolphins I've seen.
Well, I'd know Flipper anywhere.
That's right, we would.
Mr. Ricks, what are we to do? Susan wants Ferdinand as a pet, and I want him as a subject for study. But if Bud and Sandy can prove he's their pet, like...
Well, I don't think we can do that. You see, Flipper had an accident a while back, and...
He lost his memory.
Really?
Bud, I'll tell you what we do. Try and call him. Go ahead.
Okay. Flipper! Flipper, come here, boy!
Here, Bud, try this.
Here, Flipper, get the ball. Get the ball, Flipper. Flipper, get the ball. Ferdinand.
I'm sorry, boys. Really, I am, but I think we've proven our claim.
All right, boys, let's go. Thank you very much, Professor. Come on, boys. Say in the text, Andy.
Everything about dolphins except amnesia. If there was only something we could do.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be anything we can do. Where's Bud?
He's down on the dock trying to dream up a plan.
Well, I guess I better go down and talk to him.
I don't think so, Dad. He's...
Well, one of us should talk to him, Sandy. You know, he comes up with some pretty far-out ideas once in a while.
Okay, Dad, I will.
Dad's home.
Yeah. Thought of anything yet?
Nothing. How about you?
I don't know. I was just thinking, though. Maybe if Flipper could just remember one thing. Just one.
What do you mean?
Maybe he'd remember everything else. It's something to hope for, isn't it?
Well, hoping is one thing, bud. You better not go any further than that.
What do you think, I'm going to do something stupid?
Well, you sure sound funny.
Listen, Sandy, I'm just going to go out in my boat for a little while. Anything wrong in that?
No, but don't be gone too long, huh?
Don't worry, I won't.
Ferdinand! Ferdinand, Daddy and I are going into town. Now, you be a good dolphin while we're gone.
okay? I could send you for help.
I think Bud's been gone too long.
I told him not to stay out so long.
But I think we better go look for him.
Dad, look.
That looks like Flipper.
It is Flipper. He's acting like himself again, Dad.
Yeah, and he wants something, too.
He wants us to follow him.
Come on, let's go. Let's save the questions for later.
Sharks!
Break out the rifle, Sandy. We may need it.
Right, Dad.
I hope Flipper knows what he's doing.
It's Bud. Flipper knew, all right.
You all right, Bud?
Yeah. Boy, am I glad to see you. How did you know I was in trouble?
What do you mean? You sent Flipper to get us, didn't you?
Flipper?
Yeah, I don't know how he did it, son, but he sure remembered.
I do. It must have been when he rammed that shark. I never thought I'd be grateful to a shark for anything.
No doubt about it, he's wonderful.
Here, Flipper, get the ball. Thanks, Flipper.
No doubt either, he's yours. Is there, Susan?
No, darn it.
Well, Susan, I'm sorry, but as you can see, Flipper is their pet.
We could get you another dolphin if you like. That is, if you'll give Flipper a little time.
Give him a little time?
Yeah, to find you another one.
You know, I bet he could at that.
Well, how about it?
Thanks, it'd be wonderful. But I don't suppose Flipper could ever find another dolphin just like him.
Oh, I don't know, Sue. If you care for your dolphin the way they do for Flipper, I'm sure he could be just as good a friend.
Right, Flipper?
Everyone loves. Smarter than